Go ahead and talk about a shiloh. If you have a mezuzah which is not rolled up, you just put it flat on the mezuzah of the house, and then you cover it with something, with a piece of glass or something. Is that, are you yaitzeh with that? Is there something within that has to be rolled up, or it could just be, could be out in the open to be yaitzeh in the midst of mezuzah? And lechayif from the gemara over here on the bottom of daf lamed alef beis is mashma that there's a din kricha, because the gemara says amram chelbo chazina leravuna the karech li me'echad kalpei shema, that he says that when Ravuna was karech, he was karech from echad towards Shema, from the left to the right, but we see that he was karicha. There's some type of din kricha. Again, just put it out and open. There's a din kricha and a specific din how you're supposed to be karicha. So it's mashal here that there is a chiyuv to be karicha. Dafka, you can't put it out, can't put it up flat. But if you look in the lashon of the Rambam, the lashon of the Rambam is, it says a little bit differently. It says kishu karcha. When he's karicha, then you do it from echad to Shema, which it sounds a little bit like he's going out of his way to say. He says kishu kaiflanaisa, kaiflanaisa masefa shita letchilasa. So he's saying when you are kaifalit, which sounds a little bit like that you don't have to, but if you are kaifalit, this is the way to be kaifalit. So there might not be a chiv kfila, might not be a chiv to roll it up, but if you do roll it up, this is the way to do it. But it's lav dafka a chiv to be karechit. But I saw in the shum over here from Reb David, he brings some the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, which is mashu, not like the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch in Yeradei, Resh Bechatz Yedalit, he says, it says, karcha misafel reisham, echad klap yishma. So from the stimus lashon of mechaber, it's mashma that there is a din to be karechet. You should be karechet, not if you're karechet, but you should be karechet. So it's mashma from him that there would be some type of chi of kricha. He brings over there in the shurim that somebody wanted to bring a riot from the gemara later on in daf lama dalet, where the gemara has a havamina that yachol yichtaven al gabi avanim, that there's a havamina that the chi mezuzah is mamish on the avanim of the bais, right on the avanim themselves. Now, on the avanim, obviously there's no din kricha. It's not shach to have a din kricha. So you see that it's shach to have a mezuzah without kricha. But Rav David is malcha that that's just a raya that midar raisa is no chiyav kricha. There still might be some type of chiyav kricha midar rabbanan that they're mechadish now that the din of mezuzah is not gabay avanim. So kapanim, that shaila, if there's a din kricha or not, is really telling on how you read this line in the Gemara over here when it says that the karech law is at a chiyav kricha, or if you happen to be karechit, and it's possible that it's a machlekes Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch is the chiyav kricha dafka that you have to. It just means if you are karechit, that that would be the way to do it.